Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Here we are. Carolina Outdoors is in session. Bill Barty right here. TJ Boggs on the other side of the glass.
Good morning.
Don Yeager on assignment. That might be the only time during this program I say that.
Yeah.
That means he's out fishing. He's not hunting. There's no hunting in season going on, I don't think, right now. But it won't be too long.
He's definitely fishing.
He is definitely fishing. It is the first show of summer. If you're listening to us via the airwaves of News 1110 99.3 WBT, a whole bunch of other people are listening to us via podcast, jessebrowns.com. We've got it right there. We also distribute them via social media, Facebook, Twitter, Jesse Browns. Just type it in, pop it up, and you can listen to different segments of the program. We try to carry a wide variety of topics and talk to a wide variety of guests, including on this program. We're going to have Brian Hester, who's an artist. He's going to do a showing at Jesse Browns on July 6th. You're invited. The art will be there all day long on July 6th, but he'll be there from 5 to 8 with an artist lecture at 6:30.
Ooh, I'm excited about that one.
It's good, and it's hard to do art on the radio,
yeah.
Ironically enough, but it's this man has talent. He's a teacher at Myers Park High School. He's been in the CMS system for a long time as far as educating, but we're going to find out how he got started and where he got educated and encouraged in the world of art, where his talents began. We're also going to have Michael Graff on from Charlotte Magazine. He's got an article in there called The Healing Place and how North Carolina kind of evolved and developed to a degree with different resorts that kind of started by a disease, and how the affordability of North Carolina helped it grow in tourism, if you will. And then lastly, we're going to have Hayward Douglas on with the Foothills Trail Conference talking about this 77-mile footpath, a little bit of arson that they had out there on a stairway that goes up to a several hundred-foot waterfall, one of the most, the biggest waterfall on the eastern seaboard, aside from Niagara Falls.
Right.
So we'll find out about the Whitewater Falls steps that are going to be put in there and why maybe we should go hike, boat, backpack on the Foothills Trail. A real treat here on the border of North and South Carolina. Hayward will tell us, though, it's mainly in South Carolina, he being the good South Carolinian.
About the only reason I'd want to hike is to get to a swimming hole, though, this time of year. It's too hot to do anything else
besides. Amen. And that's what, you know what, that'll be a different segment. Later on down the road, we should get Hayward on to tell us a different swimming holes.
Oh, there you go.
On that 77 miles, the beauty of the Foothills Trail, this is the teaser before the interview, is they have plenty of water there, not just with Joe Cassey, but the contributing tributaries that pour into Lake Joe Cassey. Wonderful rivers there alongside that trail that let us swim, drink, and recreate, having a big time. But TJ, I want to ask you a question, not to put you, not to go ugly. I oftentimes will say, via podcast, the Carolina Outdoors is available around the world, except parts of China and North Korea. And right. North Korea has been in the news as of late, of course, the past several years, and some sad news for those who enjoy traveling and have wanderlust and want to explore, especially if you're a young person, because there's plenty of them traveling during the summer months, especially as school has let out and that sort of thing. But do you know who Michael Fay is?
That name sounds familiar. That's about it, though.
In 1994, Michael Fay was a 18-year-old teenager, and he was convicted of vandalism and theft in Singapore. And his sentencing was 6 strokes of the cane. Now, he's a U.S. citizen, and it caused a whole bunch of controversy. A lot of negotiation and this and that. Fay was from St. Louis, and his family and our government became involved. Well, and the public reaction did not think that what he had done was spray painting this or that, a little bit of vandalism, not to make light of it, but didn't need to be caning. A lot of people supported it as well, but
right.
That was a different thing back then, 20 plus years ago. Well, in recent months. In fact, Otto Warmbier, being the student's name, is a salutatorian from Ohio, was of his high school class, a student at the University of Virginia, was doing some international study abroad and ended up taking a trip, a Young Pioneers trip, which is a Chinese company, I believe, that runs trips to places. I think the promotional is, quote, places your parents would not want you to go.
Oh.
And one of those places is North Korea. And we've all paid attention to the news. Otto took down, reportedly, a propaganda poster in his hotel, in an employees-only area of his hotel. So he's on a group trip and takes this poster down. They supposedly had video of him doing it, although you couldn't tell by the video who the person was. Anyway, as he was departing, his group was departing, he was arrested by the North Korean police, and he was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor. And I need to speed all of this up because we all know this sad story of this week he passed away. He was returned after 17 months of his sentence. He returned to his family here in Ohio in the U.S. In very, very poor condition,
right.
Somewhat of a awakened coma-like status, and then he passed away within a week, it seems, of arriving. So why do I bring that up? Because he's a young, early 20s, very smart, very bright, very good-looking, very well-spoken student who made a poor decision that cost him his life. Very sad. So how do we oftentimes here on the Carolina Outdoors, talk about travel. And through the week, I hang my hat at Jesse Brown's, and we have people going to some wonderful places in the world. And they're going there. Many of them work in these wonderful places, but many and most that we get to deal with are going there for recreation, going there for education, going there for travel. And we need to make note of the places our State Department may advise us not to go. But if we do end up in a place like Venezuela or North Korea, we don't have many people going to North Korea,
no.
Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, places that are non, if you're going there for non-military reasons, you do need to pay special attention to your behavior.
Oh, yeah.
Because it can cost you your life. There were, I don't know, 16, there were, Otto Warmbier was one of 16 American citizens that have been detained by North Korea since 1996. There are three of them still over there in custody. But anyway, people are going to travel, and young people are going to do what young people do. But young people and we people and all people need to pay special attention to what they do, no matter where they are, but especially if you're in a place like North Korea.
Stay safe. Don't be dumb.
We've had a lot of people traveling to Cuba, too. That's one in the news as well, and one that government is not really friendly to us,
right?
No matter what is said. That's up for debate. But anyway, please be forewarned, because we want all of our listeners and all of our clients at Jesse Brown safe in their travel. And listen, don't go to North Korea, period.
Yes.
End of paragraph. We got a great show in store for you. We've got Brian Hester, art teacher at Myers Park High School, that's going to join us. Michael Graff from Charlotte Magazine is going to talk about some wonderful healing places here in North Carolina, as well as Hayward Douglas with the Foothills Trail Conference. He's TJ Boggs. I'm Bill Barty. We'll be back with more of the Carolina Outdoors.